We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, admirable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur Selink Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongolsh. In Darhan Ur Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Tha, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. Unotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, former Malaysian Prime Minister advocates care and justice for all citizens. In interfaith news, the Vatican calls on Christians and Muslims to unite to improve the lives of the disadvantaged. In veg news, an American vegan cookbook author shares ideas of how to celebrate World Vegetarian Month. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 29th, is the National Day of Turkey, honoring its becoming a republic in 1923. Situated in southeastern Europe and southwestern Asia, Turkey is home to Mount Ari, or Ararat, believed by some to be where Noah's Ark rested during the Big Flood, recorded in the Old Testament of the Holy Bible. The incredible Gorem National Park and the rock sites of Cappadocia in central Turkey include unique village dwellings. Also significant is the remains of an amazing 8-story underground town, which is thought to have first been built in the 8th to 7th centuries BCE. It is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. May all the citizens of Turkey have a marvelous National Day.
Fly-in news. Quakes in Cyprus, Philippines, and northeastern USA. On Tuesday, three tremblers measuring between 3.1 and 3.4 on the Richter scale were recorded on the island of Cyprus, about 20 kilometers north of Limassol. On the island of Mindanao in the Philippines, a 4.0 quake was felt by residents on Wednesday in the provinces of South Cotabato, North Cotabato, and Sultan Kudarat.
In the USA, York County, Pennsylvania, was struck on Sunday by several tremblers registering near 3.0 in magnitude. As an area without a long history of earth movements, this region has been shaken by over 600 tremors since October 2008. There were fortunately no reports of injuries or damage for any of the quakes. We are grateful for the safety of all residents during these unsettling events. Our prayers for humanity's unified benevolence to ease disturbing conditions as these.
Germany offers support to Ethiopia. The German government has donated 8 million euro to assist Ethiopia in improving food security through long and short-term direct assistance, as well as aiding the Ethiopian government's efforts to increase the capacity of farmers.
Funds will be distributed via the United Nations World Food Program and the European Community Humanitarian Aid Office, or ECHO. Heaven's blessings and our appreciation, Germany, for your kind donation to help Ethiopia stabilize her food supplies. May the government and farmers work hand in hand to supply the nation with fresh produce in abundance.
Fourth Asian Vegetarian Congress to be held in Indonesia. From November 6th to 10th, the 4th Asian Vegetarian Congress will be held on Bhutan Island in Indonesia, with 40 international speakers invited, including the chair of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri. The event's discussions will center on the theme Vegetarian, Healthy and Eco-Friendly for All.
We know that the global warming is getting more and more serious, so we would like to take this opportunity to invite everyone who cares about the environment, who cares about their life, who cares about the survival of our fellow animals on this planet.
The Indonesian government and Bhutan tourism authorities have given their official support for this meeting.
Kami merasa bersyukur dan bangga. Batam sebagai salah satu kota mais di Indonesia dijadikan tempat penyelenggaraan ASEAN Vegetarian Congress.
BPEC, go green, save our planet.
We wish the 4th Asian Vegetarian Congress in Bhutan, Indonesia, abundant and memorable success. Indeed, at this urgent time, may such dialogues boost the life-sustaining veg trend in Indonesia and every part of the world.
Loving Hut opens in Houston, Texas, USA. Houston, the fourth largest city in the U.S., is well known for its international restaurant culture. Now it is also home to Loving Hut, a global family of vegan restaurants that began with the encouragement of Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I will always remember the day fondly. On January 26th of this year, when I interviewed Supreme Master Ching Hai on Vegan World Radio, and I asked her if she would open one of her Loving Huts here in Houston. She told me she would. She kept her promise. And I am just so honored to be here today with all of you and Supreme Master Ching Hai. Woohoo!
The non-profit organization Society of Peace for People, Earth, Animals, Compassion, Enlightenment also graced the opening by presenting a certificate of commendation to Loving Hut.
We express our sincere gratitude and appreciation for your offering 100% vegan cuisine to the public. We welcome you to Houston and wish you continued success. Thank you for promoting compassion and peace with every meal that you're going to serve here.
Loving Hut embraces Supreme Master Ching Hai's wish to provide all people with cuisine that is fast served, yet wholesome, diverse, and conscience friendly. And customers love it.
The food is absolutely fabulous.
So tasty.
It's very awesome. I like this place very much.
It made me feel healthier today.
Even though it's going to be a bit of a drive for us from downtown, we will be here because it is absolutely delicious.
The vegan trend has been gaining momentum in Houston, as some of the patrons explained their reasons for being veg.
Because we are what we eat, and so when we eat peaceful things like vegetables and not death, it's very much better for us and, of course, for the animals.
Justice for all really should mean everyone.
We're actually just becoming vegetarian. So very, very glad to have a restaurant like this opened in the Houston area. The planet really does need us to stop eating meat. It's for the sake of our health and our children and our grandchildren. If we don't stop it now, then there won't be a planet for them to enjoy.
Vegan food is the best. It's the most delicious. Thank you, Supreme Master and Loving Hut.
Bravo, Loving Hut, on your successful launch in Houston, Texas, USA. We send a special thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her illuminating perspectives that make the compassionate and quality vegan lifestyle such an easy choice. May such venues to enticing foods be the fast track to a vegan golden era.
Concerns over flu shots risks continue to mount. 10 days after receiving the seasonal flu shot, Desiree Jennings noticed flu-like symptoms, then loss of consciousness and violent convulsions. Mrs. Jennings was later diagnosed with the rare, incurable neurological disorder called dystonia, which can be brought on by circumstances that include a reaction to medication. Still afflicted with seizures along with extremely restricted movements and speech, Mrs. Jennings states that her doctors are convinced her condition is linked to the flu shot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has affirmed the vaccine's potential for rare but serious side effects.
As swine flu inoculation programs have begun in many countries, the public has shown fear of side effects caused by the vaccine, which is cultured primarily in eggs, for which some 12 million chickens are inhumanely bred and raised in the United States alone. According to U.S. polls, less than 50% of respondents said they planned to receive the swine flu vaccine, with nearly one-third expressing concern about the flu shot's risks. A survey in China found that 54% of the people are not interested in getting the flu shot due to similar concerns about its safety. And 52% of Canadian respondents have similarly indicated that they do not plan to get a swine flu vaccine.
Swine flu continues its steady claiming of human lives, with the official global toll now rising to 5,938. Some of the newest fatalities have been recorded in Israel, Syria, China, Hong Kong, India, Kuwait, Mongolia, OLAC or Vietnam, and South Korea.
In addition, Finland and Lebanon each confirmed a first swine flu death, and Russia announced her first four confirmed deaths. Following the recent first swine flu fatality in Turkey, the health ministry called for Turks to avoid kissing or handshakes for the next 5 months, while Iraq's education and health ministries closed 2,500 schools amidst widespread public panic. Since April, millions have probably been affected by the pandemic, although actual tallies have been impossible to maintain.
We send our prayers to Mrs. Jennings and her family, and for the countless victims of the swine flu and grieving families. May we quickly find the safest refuge in the vegan way of living, which not only is immune boosting, but could prevent the formation of the next influenza viruses.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.,
to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org,
www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Three women honored with Unsung Hero Awards. In the capital city of Doha in Qatar, the 21st Century Leaders Foundation is recognizing three women as its first recipients of the Unsung Hero Award. Noted for their humanitarian and environmental achievements in their field, the awardees are Qatari Iman Ahmed Al Obaidli, who has raised the country's awareness of children with physical challenges, Qatari Sara Mohammed Al Shamlan, a 16-year-old student whose photography raised funds for less fortunate expatriate children, providing them with proper education and basic necessities, and Helen Shehadeh, a 75-year-old Palestinian woman who lost her own sight at the age of 2 and has devoted herself to teaching the visually impaired for their successful integration into society. Our accolades and admiration, Unsung Hero Awardees, for your selfless and dedicated works. Blessed be such kind and giving hearts as yours in bringing greater hope, joy, and fulfillment to the world.
Madonna founds a new girls' school in Malawi. On Monday, October 26, the award-winning American actress and singer helped inaugurate the site of the $15 million U.S. dollar Raising Malawi Academy for Girls, located in the country where she has adopted two of her children, David, 4, and 3-year-old Mercy James. Madonna said, "I realized how much the children deserve to be educated, and so for me, the best thing I could do was to build a unique school that will create future female leaders, scientists, lawyers, doctors. And if this school is successful, it will be used as a model in other countries. Our sincere appreciation, Madonna, for your love and care for the Malawi children. May your shining endeavors be graced with the abundant laughter and joyful learning of many young students."
Save our planet. Climate-related drought plagues multiple countries. In Sudan, severe rain shortages in May and June left over a million South Sudanese people with little food. Many villagers have resorted to collecting grass for sustenance. In southern China's Guangdong province, more than 50,000 people are also suffering from lack of water, with farm fields so depleted that the soil is cracked in dryness.
Meanwhile, India's state of Andhra Pradesh is suffering from a lack of monsoon arrival, with some farmers even taking their own lives due to their desperate situations over the past few months. Water scarcity has also forced 150,000 Yemeni from their village homes in search of water and jobs in the nation's capital of Sana'a. In Kenya, drought is quickly turning once fertile land to deserts, with residents traveling more than 70 kilometers in search of water and boreholes strewn with carcasses of animals.
We are deeply saddened to hear of these tragic situations that have befallen so many people and animal co-inhabitants. Our prayers that we all quickly take action towards sustainable practices that restore the life-giving resources of our shared earthly home.
Ever concerned for humanity's welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the Earth's dwindling water supplies via a video message for a June 2009 conference in Mexico, offering a simple and effective solution.
We can stop water shortage. While droughts are plaguing more populations, we cannot afford to waste water. Meat production uses massive amounts of water, as you know. It takes up to 1,200 gallons of fresh and good clean water to produce just one serving of beef. In contrast, a full vegan meal costs only 98 gallons of water. That is 90%+ less. So, if we want to stop water shortage and to preserve precious water, we have to stop animal products. Adopting a plant-based diet can halt as much as 80% of global warming. Eradicate world hunger, stop war, promote peace. And it will free up the earth's water, as well as many other precious resources, offering a lifeline for the planet and for humanity. In short, it will very quickly halt many of the global problems facing us right now. Therefore, it is vital that we do our part to bring to the public's attention the urgent climate change issues and its solutions, the foremost being vegan diet, the vegan diet, to safeguard our precious planet.
Save our planet, rehabilitated rainforest, support biodiversity. In a study published in the science journal Conservation Biology, Dr. David Edwards of the University of Leeds in the United Kingdom compared three areas of rainforest in northeast Borneo Island, one being untouched original growth, the next, deforested regions that were actively replanted, and finally, deforested regions that were left unplanted. He found that the actively rehabilitated forests recovered from logging and returned to untouched forest levels of biodiversity within 15 years. Dr. Edwards concluded that this study could provide good motivation to protect and restore previously logged forests, especially those that might be under additional threat of deforestation for oil palm and other such crops. Dr. Edwards and University of Leeds associates, we laud your findings that show how we can best assist our damaged rainforests as well as the ecosphere. May we all work together to help bring back the vitality and pristine beauty of our magnificent Earth.
Save Our Planet. Australia's climate change minister and Senator Penny Wong speaks on the ineffectiveness of an emissions trading scheme, or ETS, saying that this tactic alone will not stop the encroaching sea level rises that are set to engulf the nation's coastal communities.
Save Our Planet. In Kenya, experts such as Professor Mary Abakutsa Onyango of the Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology advocate a return to traditional, nutritious crops such as bambara nuts, amaranth, spider plant and pigeon pea, all of which grow well in less fertile soil and without irrigation.
Save Our Planet. The U.S. Institute for Local Self-Reliance reports that a full 30 states across the nation could meet their local energy needs through sustainable energy sources.
Titu the Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm following a vegan diet. I have a technology tip to share. If you use your computer for an extended period of time to help soothe your eyes, you may want to change the background of your web pages and documents. Try finding a color which makes you feel very relaxed. The help menu will assist you in making the switch. Thanks for being veg, going green and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Malaysian former Prime Minister advocates consideration for all citizens. The fifth Prime Minister of Malaysia, Tun Abdullah Ahmad Badawi, said, "Everyone in this nation must be given equal attention in terms of care and justice." He made the remarks at a ceremony in which 477 people of various faiths were given Yayasan Budi Penyayang's Hari Raya aid and scholarships. "Our respectful thankfulness, Tun Abdullah Ahmad Badawi, for your support of all Malaysian citizens. May people everywhere thrive in peace and plentitude under heaven's grace."
In interfaith news, the Vatican calls for Christians and Muslims to unite to improve the standard of living of the disadvantaged. His Eminence Cardinal Jean-Louis Touraine, head of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, advocated the support of humanitarian development as the best way to overcome problems and bring peace to the world. Our sincere appreciation, Your Eminence Cardinal Jean-Louis Touraine and the Vatican, for your guidance and encouragement towards a harmonious earth. May the message of brotherly love resound in the hearts of all humanity. Coming up, a vegan chef and author from the USA is interviewed for World Vegetarian Month. We'll check with the angels, be right back. Please stay tuned for more enhancing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for a gracious world. In Veg News, a vegan chef and cookbook author is interviewed for World Vegetarian Month. American Miss Issa Chandra Moskowitz told the magazine Veg News that sharing your favorite plant-based recipes by blogging is a wonderful way to celebrate October, which she has designated as the Vegan Month of Food. Miss Moskowitz has written very popular cookbooks, such as Vegan with a Vengeance, in which she adds interesting tips to her delicious recipes. Kudos, Miss Issa Chandra Moskowitz, and Veg News for reminding us of how easy and joyful it is to follow the compassionate vegan lifestyle. May all people quickly adopt the healthy plant-based diet for the sake of rescuing our earth, saving the animals, and supporting our lives.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Arabic entitled Balanced Planes.
خلال رحلة عمل لاحظت بأن العديد من الطائرات كانت مجتمعة قبل أن يتم تركيب المحركات. أوزان كبيرة كانت تتدلى من الأجنحة لتبقي الطائرات متوازنة. الأحمال الفولاذية الصلبة كانت تصطع باللون الأصفر ومكتوب عليها 14,000 باوند، ولكن ما وجدته مثيرا للاهتمام على وجه الخصوص هو بعض الكتابات التي اكتشفتها على جانب كل وزن. ما كان مكتوبا هناك هو أزله قبل الطيران.
Now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, I really like the quotes of the philosophies, the ones that the TV staff in the association give online and on television. I do my best and will always do to permanently and purely abstain from animal products, alcohol and drugs. I believe that God created Mother Nature in her purest form, and we too remain pure for ourselves and the others. Thank you very much. And with much blessings, Joel.
Hi, Joel. We appreciate your heartline very much. In fact, sharing the great quotes from the world's various faiths and religion was a precious idea from Supreme Master Qinghai. Thank you for writing, Joel, and you have a loving reply from Supreme Master Qinghai herself.
Blessed Joel, congratulations on your virtuous plant-based diet and pure lifestyle. In being vegan and doing good deeds, we can save the earth. With God's speed and heaven's blessings, all my love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with generosity of spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Over 300 Afghan leaders and elders from the Nangarhar, Kunar, Nuristan and Langham provinces meet to discuss their plan of bringing peace and prosperity to the country.
U.S.-based marketing company Vegan Mainstream launches a new website offering resources and support to businesses that cater to the rising number of vegans and vegetarians in the country.
Kuwait's Supreme Court rules that women no longer need spousal approval and now have the right to acquire their own passports.
India's central government approves the purchase of health vans to bring the mentally ill from the streets of New Delhi and ensure that they receive adequate treatment.
In the city of Erfurt, Germany, a 900-year-old synagogue is renovated as a museum housing Jewish treasures and artifacts to share with the public.
During his policy speech to the parliament, Japan's Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama affirms a national priority of resolving territorial matters with Russia to achieve the goal of mutual peace.
In Formosa, or Taiwan, Taipei Mayor Hao Longbin calls on the central government to halt the import of U.S. beef to protect the public from the risk of contamination with mad cow disease.
Centipede, a before and after school program in inner city Sydney, Australia, finds that the children eat more vegetables after planting and tending to their own gardens.
The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and China partner to fund a center of free trade in Beijing, China, that will promote tourism, education, and cultural exchange.
Russia, Finance Minister Alexei Kudrin announces that the country has emerged from recession with hopeful forecasts of 2% economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2009.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.